startup that created a hotline to help senior citizens hail rides through Uber and Lyft is being targeted by California regulators. The startup, named GoGo Grandparent, provides a number that people can call to request a ride hail driver for a fee. Regulators want the company to register as a for-hire transportation company, just like Uber and Lyft. Carolyn Saeed wrote about it today. She is a business reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle, and she joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. You know, the classification of this is what has me a little bit puzzled. I wouldn't think that GoGo Grandparent was a for-hire transportation company, but more like a liaison.
Exactly. I mean, they're basically a call center. They have a toll-free number. You call them, you say, I need an Uber or Lyft, and they request it on your behalf. And it's aimed at seniors and people with disabilities who do not have or cannot use smartphones. And so that's the only way they can access getting an Uber or Lyft.
So from the perspective of regulators, where was that line crossed?
Well, it's a good question because, as you're saying it, as I'm saying it, doesn't seem like they are a transportation company. The regulators kind of split hairs in looking at the definition of providing transportation and said, well, they provide it because you call them and they provide the transportation, even though they actually have Uber and Lyft provided. So the regulators themselves were overruled by their own administrative law judge, who said that it was ludicrous to consider GoGo Grandma a transportation company and that they should just be able to operate without having to get the permit. But for some reason, that seems to be held up from having that decision approved. So that's what the concern is, that maybe there's something happening behind the scenes there.
Oh, that's really interesting because it's a good idea. I mean, I've gone through this personally, getting somebody who's older to summon an Uber or Lyft even when they need it. They need a little assistance.
Right, exactly. And then there's not just GoGo Grandma. There's many, many hospitals, senior centers, hotels, car services that have arranged with Uber and Lyft to be able to order cars on behalf of their clients and customers. So if this decision does hold that GoGo Grandma would have to register as a for-hire transportation company, so would, you know, hospitals that use it to arrange to send their patients home from the hospital.
Carolyn, quickly before we let you go, any sense of whether Uber and Lyft might just take this on themselves and offer that as a separate service that they would provide for older folks, for example?
That's a great question, and I think not. What they have done instead is they have offered software to, you know, hospitals and places like GoGo Grandma for letting these outside third parties arrange that. I think Uber and Lyft don't want to be in the business of setting up a call center. You know, that's just too far afield. So they provide the software and that they cooperate with GoGo Grandma and the hospitals and senior centers who do this. So that's the part that they're willing to do.
Thanks for your time. Always appreciate it. Carolyn Saeed is a business reporter with the San Francisco Chronicle.